Okay, well, today I'm talking with Kelly Suttonfield, and it's ahead of one of her many gigs in London and also about her new LP. So first thing to do is to say welcome to Rob's Jazz Club.
Well, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about how you came to record your first album before we talk a little bit about your more recent things.
Sure. First album clearly is, you know, probably a pretty significant milestone for me. I had been performing locally in New York for quite a few years, I'd say 5 years or so, and I had sort of collected these songs over the years in my repertoire that people enjoyed listening to. And actually, the impetus for the CD was the simple fact that people were coming to me saying, "We want to have copies of this music. Where is your CD? When can we have one?" So that's how that started.
And how did you? So you went to the record label, presumably with some demos or something, and you got signed up that way?
Well, I wish it was like that. It's not quite like that anymore these days, unless you're have sort of already legacied into that, especially as a new and up-and-coming artist. Basically, the way it happens most times these days is you're responsible for recording and producing your own album and shopping it around to labels and seeing if someone wants to pick it up for distribution, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I did for the first album, and I was fortunate to get distribution through a small label in California.
And it had lots of wonderful reviews, didn't it? And having heard your singing, I can see why.
Oh, thank you.
Why was there such a long gap between that one and the next one, really? Because that was a self-produced one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's partly finances. I mean, when you have to record and produce your own CD, it's quite costly. I think most people don't realize what an expense it can be. And also, partly inspiration. I wanted to have a concept that was, you know, very different from the next CD. From the first CD, sorry. And that happened in the form of a weekly residency I had at a very small and quaint, cozy wine bar in Chelsea in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. We had, every Sunday night, I played there with one or two select guitarists, and we did sort of this soft, intimate kind of style of music. And again, people were saying, "I love this music, and I want to take it home with me, and where can I get it?" And that's became the project. Let's go into the studio and capture what we have here.
It is a very gentle CD, definitely, isn't it?
Yes,
Among
yes.
The Stars.
It's all about, you know, cozy nights, a glass of wine, really, really a soft feel to that CD. And it's also important to point out it's a duo CD with just me and nylon string guitar, whereas the first CD was with my entire band, which is guitar, piano, bass, and drums.
When you do your touring, like the gigs you're going to be doing here, do you bring your whole band on those, or do you have other musicians that you work with for those occasions?
I would love to be able to bring the whole band with me, but schedules and cost and travel, it doesn't really happen that way. Fortunately, when I performed last time in London, I was invited to perform as part of an ensemble that was already booked at Ronnie Scott's, and I was brought over for that, so that was a real treat. This time, I had some travels planned for myself in the area and sort of worked out this little mini tour here in the London area. And I was able to bring my guitarist with me this time. It just worked out that way, and I'm really glad that it did, because the concert that we're doing tomorrow at the Pheasantry is a very special project that we've collaborated on together.
Do you want to give the listeners any more details on that? Whereabouts in London is it? I should know.
It's at the Pheasantry, which is part of Pizza Express, and that's in Chelsea.
Oh, Chelsea.
On Kings Road.
Yeah. Very nice.
And tomorrow night's concert is a special concert in that we have been collaborating on a new project, which is entirely dedicated to the music of Neil Young, mm-hmm. Very famous Canadian singer-songwriter, rock musician. And we actually went into the studio just in March and began recording a new CD with a full band and a string trio. And what we have decided to do here is have a scaled-down version of that duo style presented at Pheasant Tree tomorrow night.
And sorry, go on. Okay. Do you have any new projects in the pipeline having brought out Among the Stars that you can tell us about?
Well, Among the Stars was, you know, as I mentioned, part of that weekly residency, which unfortunately no longer exists. It's been difficult performing in these small, non-traditional venues in Manhattan, specifically. There's conflicts with music policies, and et cetera, et cetera. So Among the Stars, we released that in 2014. We had several CD release concerts around that. And we still have encore CD release concerts, not so much in the city, but we'll travel outside the city. And if, you know, we have a special venue that we find that is conducive to that style, maybe like a small performing arts center, that's where we will work on that music. But right now, the big focus has been here in London to do the Neil Young set at Pheasant Tree, and then just last night I did a beautiful private concert here in Chesham, where I'm calling from now. And that was a mix of jazz and all kinds of eclectic music that I do, and which was very well received. We had about 50 people here, and I'm sitting in the backyard of a beautiful English countryside, and looking at flowers and greenery, and just kind of thanking my lucky stars that I'm here today.
Lovely. Well, thank you for talking to us, and I really hope it goes well for you tomorrow. I'm sure it will.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And we'll give you lots of airplay on the show.
Oh, wonderful. I really appreciate it so much.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Sure thing.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And just to give you some details on tomorrow's concert, it's at the Pheasant Tree in Chelsea. It's 152 to 154 Kings Road, SW3. The number is 0207 351 5031. And Kelly will be there. And when we've heard from our community information, we're going to have a little preview of Among the Stars here on Rob's Jazz Club.
Our community information desk is active across the local area, promoting your cause. You can tune in to hear about a wide range of subjects, from hobbies to services supporting you, from alcohol-related difficulties to information about weight problems and general fitness activities. We cover everything, so if you want to get a message across, visit radioway.co.uk/community information for more details.
Hear what I have to say. Just like children sleeping, we could dream this night away. There's a full moon rising. Let's go dancing in the light. We know where music's playing. Let's go out. Still in. in love with you. I want to see you dance again. I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
One track from the new LP from Kelly Sutton Field, Among the Stars. And you can get hold of it on Amazon, iTunes and CD Baby. You can go to Kelly's website and hear some sample tracks as well and find out more about her and her music. It's K-E-L-L-E-Y Sutton Field, S-U-T-T-E-N-F-I-E-L-D, kellysuttonfield.com.